Obviously, disappointing loss for us. It was a team loss, but especially on offense. I mean, obviously, we got to keep getting better. It's tough when Adrian runs for 182 yards and we throw the ball for 40-something yards. We got to piggyback off of when Adrian has a great game. And it's disappointing that we didn't play to our best. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we can get better at. And the good thing is we got another game in 7 days. And so we're going to move past it. We're going to learn from it, keep moving past it. And obviously, got a lot of work to do this week. But your hats off to Seattle's defense and Seattle's the whole team. Obviously, they played well and played better than us today.
Christian, at least from a productivity standpoint, the passing offense has taken several steps backward here in recent weeks. What is your level of concern with the direction things are going?
I don't know if there's concern. I mean, obviously, we know that we have to get better. It's all fixable. And then we're going to see that on film probably, is that it's all fixable. We just have to do it.
Have the production you had from the ground game and then not be able to capitalize on it. Can you put your finger on anything?
No, not yet. I mean, again, got to give credit to them, but, I'm sure there'll be stuff that we see on film that we got to fix.
You feel like teams right now know you're vulnerable as a one-dimensional running team and can attack accordingly?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, in the past couple of games, it's been one-dimensional, but, we've seen what the passing game can do early on in the season. We just got to get back to that. We're good at throwing the ball. We got good receivers. We got good blocking up front. I just got to keep doing a better job and getting the ball in their hands. And this team isn't one-dimensional. I mean, this offense isn't one-dimensional. We've shown that past couple of games, but we can throw the ball, and we're gonna figure out, and we're gonna win in the air.
Christian, from what you're saying, how tight is the coverage downfield on the receivers? Is it you just can't fit it in there, or you're not getting the ball there? What are you seeing?
They're covering the ball well. I mean, they're covering receivers well. It's my job to find the open guy, and I just got to keep doing it.
Do you think your mechanics are where they need to be, Christian, right now?
I think so. I think mechanics are always something you can work on. I think fundamentals are something you always can work on. And obviously, I keep doing a better job of moving up in the pocket and working on my footwork. But, I think they're fine.
Did you see some of those same overload-type pressures that you were seeing from Tampa Bay today? It looked like one of the sacks was one guy following the other.
They started bringing what we call wraps or scrapes, two linebackers to one side. And, they started doing that, especially late in the first half.
Are there things you guys can do from a protection adjustment standpoint to combat that?
Yeah, we can. Something that obviously we got to do and fix it. But hopefully it comes back to me is getting the ball in my hands. And there were times where, a guy was open, and I just got to get it out quicker.
Final drive of the first half, did you feel like you let one slip by there after Toby's draw and you're knocking on the door?
And we got great field position, and obviously we want to get points. And we were up at the time, weren't we? So we want to continue that, and obviously we want to get points every drive. So, I think we definitely let one go there.
Last play, was that the same sort of concept you ran against Tennessee?
It was. Try to get out of bounds, and unfortunately we didn't. And it is disappointing, especially with the kicker that we have. I mean, Blair obviously put a long one through the uprights today, and we want to execute in those situations, and we've usually done a good job.
Christian, you're willing to take all the blame, but when do you maybe just kind of stop before it becomes something that's bigger than it is? If you put too much pressure on you to make these plays, to force things downfield,
No, I mean, I know that I got to get better, and I got to play better. I'm always going to put pressure on myself. In the past couple of years, I've learned to not put too much pressure on myself. I can't do it all, but I do know that there are things that I can get better at, and those are things I'm going to work on.
Were you surprised at first he was able to come back after getting his ankle rolled, and was he as effective?
I was surprised. He looked pretty hurt, but that shows how tough he is, and as a teammate, I mean, that's pretty inspiring to see him go out there and play. We hope he's going to be okay for next week. But, he was hobbling around a little bit. But, I mean, we needed him out there. I mean, he's one of our best players, if not the best player.
After you guys settled for that field goal, Percy looked very animated on the sideline. Do you sense the frustration kind of growing with that unit that you guys just, for whatever reason, aren't having the productivity?
I think we're all frustrated in the passing game, and obviously we know that it can get better. But we have great leadership on this team, and Percy's one of our great leaders, and we're not going to let it become a problem. I mean, obviously we know that we got to fix it, and We're going to use this as motivation. I mean, when we throw for 44 yards, obviously everyone's going to be disappointed in it, and we know we're better than that.
Percy said on the third down there, his ankle kind of gave out on him, and he wasn't able to quite get there. Did you feel like that play connected the way it needed to on the crossing route there?
We had man coverage and had a little pressure. I probably got it out a little too early. I don't think he had his head around, so I probably should have gave him a half a second more so he could get his head up and see the ball coming.
Do you have any deceptive plays in your game plan at all?
Do we have any deceptive plays? We carry a bunch of stuff each week. We've had some flea flickers and stuff like that in the game plan. We do get creative on certain plays.
The nature of your position, right or wrong, means that you're probably going to be under pressure as you come back to the Metrodome here. You might hear boos. You might hear Joe Webb chants and all that stuff. How do you anticipate handling that at this stage of the season?
It's happened already before, and it comes with the territory. And I don't blame them. Obviously, I'm not putting a product out on the field that they want to watch. And just use it as motivation. That's what happens in the NFL. And obviously, I got to play better.
Good. Thank you.